Hey ladies, it's Wednesday. Can you believe we made it halfway through the week? Give yourself a big hug because you deserve it. I am Shalise Benjamin, founder and owner of MWD, Mothers with Dreams. This is a platform where women can find accountability partners through real life testimonies, sharing resources to help better position yourself and other women going through similar trials and tribulations. Ladies, if you have a story to tell and resources to share that you feel can help another queen, please share with us. You can inbox your story on our IG page at Mothers with Dreams and on our Twitter page at Mothers_Dreams. Follow us. We do follow back. Good morning, ladies. Happy Wednesday. It has been a long time coming. We are already in November. It is November 1st. Let's say that now. It's November 1st. So I don't know where you've been or what you've been doing, but it's November 1st. I've been busy. Time is going by. Months are passing. Weeks are going. And if I'm being honest, I don't know whether the day is Thursday or Friday, but what I do know is that each day I've been getting myself up and I've been writing out goals. I've been accomplishing goals. I've been staying busy, and I hope you guys have been doing the same thing, just more so because it's almost a new year. A lot of people are saying it's the fourth quarter. You know, we've already talked about it. Who really cares what quarter you're in if you're not putting in the work? It doesn't really matter what day or time it is if you're not putting in the work. If you're just asking for the time and the date, or you're just shouting out what quarter we're in, but you're not putting in the work, we're not interested. We're not interested. So to start us off today, ladies, I just want to really just catch up. I want to catch up with you all. I want to share some good things, I guess you could say, that's been going on with me. I want to share what I've been struggling with these last couple of weeks. So yeah, let's just get right into it. First things first, support is everything. I think we've already talked about this. Support is everything, right? Because without support, you feel like taking that leap of faith is even harder, right? When you feel like whatever you do, you may need some cheerleaders, or you may just need people to believe in what you're trying to do and kind of just follow you, or buy something from you. You know what I'm saying? You could be a retail store, or you could have your own restaurant. Like, whatever it is, like, it takes support, right? We all need support. Support has to come from somewhere. Don't worry about where your support is going to come from. Take the leap of faith. Okay, when you take the leap of faith, you stop worrying about your support and where it's going to come from. You focus on the things that you desire. You take the leap of faith, and guess what happens? Support drops out of the sky. Literally, it drops out of the sky. And the next thing you know, you'll have more supporters. And then next thing you know, everyone's looking at you to continue to keep putting that one foot forward, right? So that's me. That's where I'm at. I started off believing in myself, but not really believing in myself. And then out of nowhere, I got a group of support. And once I had my group of support, they literally pushed me to the next level. You know, we started to call our group accountability. Why? Because we wanted and needed someone to hold us accountable for the things that our hearts desire, the things that we set out to do. In order to make sure that we were doing it, we had to have at least one person to hold ourselves accountable. Now the whole goal of having your accountability partner is exactly what the name says, to hold you accountable for the things that you set out to do. So say, for instance, this week I said, I am going to finish my business plan for my restaurant, food truck. I am going to sign up for another class that is going to add revenue and residual income to my business, C-Services. Okay. What else? Shoot, Mothers with Dreams. So, with all that going on, I need somebody to remind me that when things are not going my way, that I still have a whole list of things to do. When I'm in doubt and don't know what to do, I can always revert back to that list of things and ideas that I have set out for myself that I can do. Now, I can hold myself accountable for my restaurant, for my Mothers with Dreams podcast, and for C Services. But I'm already a CEO of three businesses. Eventually, you're going to need help. You're going to need help with motivating yourself, you know? So, finding and having that accountability partner is imperative to succeeding in your goals, in all of your endeavors. You need to have an accountability partner. Now you can hold yourself accountable, but after so long, yourself can become your worst nightmare. Because if you're only getting ideas and opinions from yourself, who do you have to, kind of not validate, but who do you have to speak to outside of God to kind of say, hey, that's a great idea. Now, I know you think that it's a great idea, but do you have that one person that you can go to that will say, hey, that's a great idea. But what are you going to do to get to that? What are the steps are you going to take? Or do you just have that person that say, oh, yeah, that's a great idea? Or you have that person that says, I don't really see that happening. You know? You got to be mindful of who you choose to be your accountability partner. But having an accountability partner will make life easy in a way that you'll continue to put that one foot forward up until you're not just putting one foot. You're jumping, you're skipping, or you're cruising because you have accomplish and understand or understood what it took to get you to where you wanted to be in life. And so now you no longer have to put the one foot forward. You can skip, you can hop, you can jump, you can cruise. Because you paved the way for that. See, for me, I need an accountability partner because I will start three new businesses at one time. And then I'll slowly add another business on or another project on. So I can get lost within my ideas. And my accountability partner always brings me back and reminds me how to prioritize, how to manage my time to be able to give each one of my businesses and projects my attention. I utilize my accountability partner in so many different ways. It's almost like it's my lifeline. She's my lifeline, if I'm being honest. Because there's times where my mind could trick me into believing things that other people said, that other people put out against me, versus sticking with my first mind and my gut. Okay? So the first thing is understanding, believing, achieving, and having that accountability partner to take you to that next level. Okay. Gots to have an accountability partner. Next will be what they say. If you're thinking small, you need to be thinking big. You need to be thinking big. And let me tell you something. When we think small, we accomplish exactly that. But when you think big and your accomplishments are small, but they're gradually adding up to that big one, you feel much different than having to think small, right? And only getting small. I wish I had $20, and then you get $20, and you're like, damn, I should have said, I wish I had $1 million. Maybe I would have got $1 million. You get what I'm saying? It's all about the way you think. Do you want to go buy a little old house, or do you want to go buy a big house? Okay. What is it that you want? You have to clarify it. I think we talked about this already. Manifesting what you want. You can't say, yeah, my little business, but be thinking big. Huh? You can't say my little business and be thinking big. I have a big business. I have three big businesses. I have three multi-million dollar companies. That's what I tell myself. Three multi-billion dollar companies. Okay, that's how big I think. That's how much life I speak into myself. I'm not gonna have a little house. I'm gonna have a big house. I'm not gonna have a big house. I'm gonna have two mansions. One for me, one for my son. My mom, she's gonna stay between the two. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I think big. So that way, when I'm reaching for the stars, it's not as if I stick my hand up and they right there. No, I actually have to reach up. I have to stand on my tippy toes. May even have to get on a ladder. May have to climb to the top. But that's how big my goals are. They're so big that I can't just stick my hand up and reach it. I gotta put in the work. Gotta put in the work. Faith without works is nothing. We talked about this all the time. Faith without works is nothing. The next thing I want to talk about is cutting ties with people. It is okay to cut ties with people. It is okay for people to cut ties with you. It is okay to not understand why they cut ties with you. Why? Because only God knows, and as long as God knows, that's all that matter. Because God is in control of the plan. And if God said today, you have to cut ties with those people in order for you to be able to open up that door, what you gonna do? You gonna cut the ties with that person so you can open that door. Now, some of us, we may challenge God. And when you get to challenging God, that's when life becomes challenging. So you have to ask yourself, are you ready to go head to head with God? Or are you ready to follow his lead? Because you can't go head to head with him and follow his lead. You have to be willing to trust the process. Trusting the process can be difficult at times. It can be challenging. It can be hard. Very mysterious because you don't know which way you're going. You don't know which way your blessings is going to come. But you know something is coming. So you're continuously getting prepared for it. Stay prepared. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you can see it, it's for you to see it through. If you believe in it, perfect it and see it through. Don't allow other people's opinions to deteriorate you from accomplishing your dreams, your goals. Don't allow people to make you feel as if there's something wrong with you for believing in yourself. Self-love is the best love. There's so much hate going around in this world. that we have to learn how to love ourselves, man. We gotta learn how to learn. We gotta learn how to love ourselves more and better than we love on everyone else. You have to. Healing. I think I see this word every day on my timeline. Healing is big right now. And it shows when you're not in that process of healing. I don't care what age you are. I don't care how grown you are. If you haven't healed from your previous pain, you're only passing that on to someone else. And don't have children because you're only passing that pain down to your children. You have to stay woke. You have to pay attention. What you do, your kids are watching. If you're half doing it, your kids are watching. Work on yourself. Love yourself. Become best friends with yourself. So that way, once you stand up to the world, you don't need that army. You are the army. Why? Because God said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So, ladies, I just want to say again, having that accountability partner takes you to the next level. I can only tell you this by experience. I had an accountability group. My group went from about 10, now it's one. And rather you have 10 or you have one. You have something. You have something to hold you, someone, let me not say something, someone to hold you accountable. Okay? You have someone to hold you accountable. That's big. That's major. If you don't do nothing else by the end of this year, I do expect you to at least find one accountability partner. And if you still haven't found that one accountability partner, guess what? Guess what? Mothers with dreams, we can be that one person. All you have to do is talk to us. We talk back. Other than that, you all, I pray you all have a prosperous, continue to have a prosperous year. The holidays are coming up. For some of us, this is our happy time. And for a lot of us, we tend to find a lot of sorrow. So I hope and pray that this time of the year that you find some peace and healing. Okay? Because what we do know is that each year that goes by, there's always going to be this time of the year. So if we start learning how to heal now, we'll be smiling even harder in the future. It's a pleasure speaking with you all. Again, I look forward to hearing the feedback. Look forward to hearing some guests on here. I got a couple exciting new things that are coming up. Can't wait to really share it with you. But in the meantime, again, I pray all is well. I pray that you guys are accomplishing goals. I pray that you find that accountability partner. But most importantly, I pray for peace. I pray for peace in your home. I pray for peace and healing in your space of work, in your mind, in your brain, in your heart, over your kids. I pray for peace and healing over your house, in your car. At that next corner when you turn left and then you turn the right. I pray for peace, healing, prosperity, generational wealth, into your homes, into your hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. See y'all again. Peace. So, ladies, if you have a story to tell and resources to share, please drop them in our inbox on our IG page at Mothers with Dreams and our Twitter page at Mothers_Dreams. Remember to follow us. We do follow back. We look forward to hearing your stories and feedback on today's segment. It's your girl, Shalice Benjamin, wishing you many blessings and praying that you have a wonderful and successful week. Until we meet again.